Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're going to be looking at the Skills Bridge project. This project really focuses on something you're passionate about. It's all about social sustainability and how we can really weave that into vet programs to really empower migrants and refugees.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's such an important area because we're looking at how these programs can actually help people adapt to new educational systems here in Europe. But at the same time, how can they hold on to their own cultural identities? You know, they don't have to choose one or the other.
Exactly. So SkillsBridge, it's a two-year Erasmus Plus funded project, and essentially it's all about giving vet teachers the skills they need to develop these innovative AI-driven training programs.
It's about equipping them to be at the forefront of this change.
Absolutely. And the aim is to make sure that migrants and refugees, they have the tools that they need, not to just enter the European job market, but to really thrive.
It's about creating that sense of belonging.
Right. And because you're interested specifically in social sustainability and this cultural preservation, we're going to focus on work packages 2, 3, 4, and 5. They're really the heart of this project and how it approaches empowering people.
They're the ones that are really going to speak to what you're interested in.
Okay, so work package 2, it's a bit of a mouthful. Transforming professional qualifications of vet teachers with novel products and services in an AI-driven world.
Yeah, that's a long one.
But in essence, it's about giving vet teachers cutting-edge skills in AI and digital teaching methods.
Think of it this way. We're getting teachers ready not just to understand AI, but to use it to create these amazing learning experiences that are really inclusive.
So how does that actually work? How are they actually training these teachers?
Okay, so they're setting up these two international labs, and they're using agile methodologies in these labs.
Agile methodology. So is that like a faster way to learn? Is that what that means?
Yeah, think of it as really collaborative and fast-paced. And it's used to train teachers on how to use AI-powered tools in their classrooms.
Interesting. So would you say that that's maybe a better approach than traditional teaching methods, especially when we're talking about people from different backgrounds?
Exactly. You're spot on. The whole point is to create this flexible and inclusive learning environment from the get-go. And these labs will guide teachers in creating AI-driven web apps and even games specifically for vet learning.
Games. Wow.
Yeah, it's all about keeping things engaging and relevant, especially, you know, when you're talking about people who are adapting to a new culture and a whole new system.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. And on top of all that, the project is going to be giving open digital badges and Europass certification to all the teachers who complete this training. That means that their qualifications are recognized all over Europe.
Which is amazing because it really encourages the professional development of the teachers and it strengthens the entire vet system, which is going to benefit those migrants and refugees who are relying on these programs.
Yeah, it's like a win-win for everybody.
It is.
Okay, so let's move on to work package 3. Exploiting the knowledge of higher-skilled vet teachers to empower migrants and refugees to assert themselves in the labor market. So this is where we see the direct impact of all these newly trained teachers.
Yes. This is where the rubber meets the road. The project is going to develop AI-driven learning content that's designed specifically to help migrants and refugees get those skills they need to enter the workforce.
So it's more than just theory. They're actually getting practical skills.
It's bridging that gap.
Okay. So it's not just about lectures and textbooks, right?
No. They're creating 60 AI-enhanced lessons and 12 different business models. And all of this is going to be embedded within these interactive games and web apps. Plus, they're building on this pre-existing game platform from a previous Erasmus Plus project.
So they're really using games to help people learn.
Yeah, and you know, that's where the AI and gamification come in. AI allows for those personalized learning paths. So no matter what skill level or learning style you have, you're covered. And then gamification, it just keeps things fun and it encourages people to participate, you know, which is really valuable when you're trying to overcome cultural barriers and really make everyone feel included.
So you're catering to individual needs. And you're also creating this shared experience.
Exactly.
That's brilliant. Okay, so it's more than just teaching technical skills. They're also learning how to apply those skills to real-world scenarios.
Yeah, it's taking it to the next level.
Okay. Work package 4, integrating migrants and refugees into the workforce with enhanced soft, social, and intercultural skills. I think this one's really interesting, especially, you know, with your focus on social adaptation and preserving values.
This is a big one because often we focus so much on those technical skills, but we forget about how important soft skills are. They're the key to really thriving in a new environment, a new workplace. Things like communication, teamwork, intercultural understanding, even emotional resilience. These are all skills that help individuals navigate these new social landscapes without losing themselves in the process.
Yeah, and I think this package recognizes that adaptation can be really challenging.
It's a journey. It's not just about fitting in. It's about finding your place and feeling comfortable.
So how does SkillsBridge go about actually training for these soft skills? because they seem a little bit harder to pin down than those hard skills.
Yeah, they are more nuanced, but they've set up these two special international labs. Lab Third will focus on inclusive communication and teamwork. And get this, they're using methods like Lego Serious Play.
Legos. Are you serious?
Yeah, it might sound a little unconventional, but it actually works. It helps to break down barriers and build trust, but in this really playful, engaging way.
So it's a way to encourage communication, even if there are language barriers.
Exactly. And then Lab I is going to look at social inclusion and human connection, specifically how to integrate storytelling into vet training.
Storytelling. And curious, why storytelling? What's the benefit there?
Think of it as a way to give individuals a voice, let them share their experiences and build confidence in themselves and help others understand their journeys.
So it's about creating a space for all these different cultural perspectives to be shared and understood.
Exactly. It allows migrants and refugees to adapt, but at the same time, make sure that their voices are heard and their values are respected. It's finding that balance.
I love how this project is combining this cutting-edge technology with these really human-centered approaches.
Yeah, it's a really powerful combination.
Okay, I think we need to pause for a breath here. When we come back, we'll delve into Work Package 5 and see how Skillsbridge is going to ensure that all of this fantastic work has a lasting impact. Stay tuned.
You know, one of the really impressive things about Skillsbridge is they're not just thinking about the individual training programs, but they're thinking about the whole system. Like, what changes do we need to see to support integration in the long term?
It's like they're building a bridge, yeah, for the whole system, not just for the individual.
Exactly. And it comes back to those international labs we talked about earlier. They're not just about teaching specific skills, but about changing the way we think about vet and how it can help with social inclusion.
Let's break that down a bit. We talked about labs 1 and 2 and AI and digital teaching methods. What's the overall goal?
Well, think about it from the perspective of migrants and refugees. They're adapting to a new culture, a new language, a whole new education system. It can be overwhelming.
Absolutely. It's a lot to handle.
Exactly. And, you know, a lot of times traditional teaching methods, they just don't really meet these diverse needs that people have.
Right, because it's kind of one size fits all approach.
Exactly. And that's where Skillsbridge is trying to do something different with these labs. They want to equip teachers with the tools and the mindset to create a more personalized and inclusive learning environment.
And AI plays a big role in that. We talked about how it allows for personalized learning paths. But how else is AI being used in these labs?
They're using AI to help teachers actually develop the content. Imagine AI analyzing all this data and then suggesting learning materials to the teacher.
So it's like an AI assistant for teachers.
Exactly. And the best part is that these AI tools are made to be really easy to use. So even teachers who aren't super tech savvy can use them.
That's important because technology shouldn't be another barrier.
No, it's about giving teachers more power to be creative and innovative, using AI as a tool, not as a replacement.
Now, we've talked a lot about the international labs, but I understand there's also this local replication component to the project. Can you tell me a bit more about that?
Sure. So the idea is that the teachers who participate in these international labs, then they go back and become trainers themselves. They share what they learn with other teachers.
So it's like the trainer model.
Exactly. And to help them do that, Skillsbridge gives them everything they need, manuals, lesson plans, even online support communities.
So they're not on their own.
No, they have tons of support. And remember those open digital badges and Europass certification we talked about earlier? That's going to be a big incentive for teachers to participate in this local replication effort.
Because it's official recognition of their new skills.
Exactly. And it makes sure that the quality of the training is still high, even as it's spreading to more people.
Now let's talk about the actual content of these AI-enhanced lessons and games. How are they designed for migrants and refugees?
Well, Work Package 3 focuses on that, and it's all about relevance, making sure that the content is actually useful for the real-world challenges that migrants and refugees face.
So it's practical, not just theory.
Exactly. And they're using a very hands-on approach, things like real-world scenarios and simulations.
Can you give an example?
Sure. Let's say you're doing a lesson on job searching. Instead of just having someone read about how to write a resume, you create a game where they have to go to a virtual job fair and talk to employers.
That's way more engaging.
It is, and it helps build confidence. And because it's AI enhanced, it can be tailored to each learner. So someone who's fluent in the local language can move ahead, while someone who's still learning can get extra help.
So everyone learns at their own pace.
Exactly. And I think it just shows how much thought they put into designing these lessons and how well they understand the needs of migrants and refugees.
It does. Now, before we move on to the last work package, I want to go back to something you mentioned earlier about preserving cultural values.
Right, because that's a huge part of social sustainability, making sure people don't feel like they have to choose between integrating and holding on to their heritage.
Because real integration isn't about erasing who you are.
Exactly. And that's where those soft skills come in, communication, empathy. Those are so important for building bridges between cultures.
And SkillsBridge is working with employers too, right? To get them involved?
Oh, absolutely. They're building partnerships with employers to make them aware of all the skills and talent that migrants and refugees have to offer.
And to overcome any biases?
Exactly. It's a win-win. Everybody benefits.
This is also fascinating, but I know we have one more piece of the puzzle to look at, Work Package 5, which is about making sure the impact of SkillsBridge continues.
That's right, because we want to make sure this isn't just a temporary thing.
So how are they making sure that happens?
It all starts with communication. They're training everyone involved, teachers, NGOs, even migrants and refugees, on how to share the SkillsBridge story.
Because they're the ones who have seen the impact firsthand.
Exactly, and they can share their stories and inspire others.
Okay, I get the storytelling part, but what does that training actually look like?
They give people guidance on how to tell a compelling story, how to use different communication channels like social media and videos, and how to tailor the message for different audiences.
So it's strategic communication.
Exactly. And they're encouraging people to use data to keep track of how effective their communication is, making sure they're reaching the right people.
Data-driven social change.
Right. And they're even using AI in this final work package. They're using AI-powered analytics to track how well their online campaigns are doing. And they're using AI to personalize information, like tailoring job recommendations to the individual.
So AI is being used for education and for communication.
Exactly. It's all connected, and it's all about making the biggest impact possible.
I'm so impressed by how much thought has gone into SkillsBridge. It's a great example of how we can use innovation to make a real difference in society.
It shows what can happen when people work together, educators, NGOs, employers, and technology. It can create a much more inclusive and equitable society.
And for our listeners out there, we hope this deep dive into SkillsBridge has inspired you to think about how you can help create a more sustainable society. Maybe support vet programs in your area or volunteer with an NGO, or even just talk about the importance of inclusion with your friends and family. There's so many ways to make a difference.
Remember, we all have something to offer. And when we work together, we can create a future where everyone has a chance to thrive.
Thank you for joining us on this journey. We hope you learned something valuable and feel inspired to go out and make a positive impact.
It was great being here.
And until next time, keep learning, exploring, and diving deep into the topics that matter most.
All right, so we're back, and we're ready to dive into Work Package 5, Fostering Social Sustainability to Communicate and Disseminate Vet-Achieved Results. Essentially, this is all about making sure that the impact of SkillsBridge doesn't just disappear when the project funding runs out.
Exactly. It's about making sure that the work continues and has a lasting impact.
Okay, so how do they plan on doing that? What are the key strategies here? Well, one of the main things is empowering everyone involved to be kind of like ambassadors for the project. So they're training vet teachers, NGOs, and even the migrants and refugees themselves to effectively communicate the SkillsBridge story.
So they're really tapping into the power of those personal stories.
Exactly, because those stories are often the most powerful. Who better to talk about the project than the people who have actually benefited from it?
Makes sense. So what does this communication training look like?
Well, it involves things like learning how to craft a compelling story, how to use different communication channels like social media or videos, and how to tailor their message to different audiences.
So it's not just about sharing information. It's about making a connection and inspiring others.
Exactly. And they're also encouraging everyone to use data to track the effectiveness of their communication efforts. They want to make sure that the message is actually reaching the right people.
So it's a data-driven approach.
Exactly. And AI is playing a big role in this final work package, too. For example, they're using AI to analyze data from their online campaigns so they can see what's resonating with people and adjust their approach accordingly.
That's interesting. So it's like using data to constantly improve.
Right. And they're also using AI to personalize the information that they share. For example, tailoring job recommendations to an individual's specific skills and interests.
So it's personalized communication.
Exactly. It's about using technology in a smart way to connect people with the resources that they need.
This is incredible. It seems like they've really thought of everything.
It's a really well-rounded project.
Well, I think this has been an amazing deep dive into SkillsBridge. It really highlights how innovation can be used to drive positive social change.
I agree, and it shows that collaboration is key. Bringing together educators, NGOs, employers, and technology, it's really inspiring.
And for our listeners, we hope this conversation has inspired you to think about how you can contribute to creating a more inclusive and sustainable world. Maybe you can support vet programs in your community or volunteer with an NGO, or even just have a conversation about the importance of inclusion with your friends and family. Every little bit helps.
We all have a part to play in building a better future.
Thank you for joining us on this journey. It's been a pleasure exploring SkillsBridge with you.
It's been great.
And until next time, keep learning, keep exploring, and keep diving deep into the topics that matter most.